Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Joseph Mercola is our guest, osteopathic physician, previously head of major medical centers. And he joins us now. I want to go to your phone calls, but he was bringing up life extension. Let's just do that in the next longer segment coming up because I want everybody to be able to hear that, and some stations don't carry this short segment. Very, very important information. And I know the elites are obsessed with this, and I know in rats and certain types of insects and worms, they've already doubled, tripled life expectancy. It's amazing. So we're going to discuss that with him coming up. But right now, let's go to Deborah in Maine. You're on the air with Dr. Mercola. Go ahead, Deborah.
Hey, Alex. Hi, Dr. Mercola.
Hi, Deborah.
I'm really nervous. I feel like I'm a lucky American who gets to talk to, like, Brad Pitt or something. It makes me sound like a geek, but I'm a huge fan, actually, of both of you. So thank you, both of you, for everything you do. Dr. Mercola, I want to ask you, I've always been pretty healthy. I have my own personal story with pharmaceuticals. I got off them because I was in a position of asking my doctor, why is this happening? Why is this happening? And I just didn't have an answer for me.
Well, they've always got more drugs to treat the drug-induced problems they've given you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I was having epileptic seizures like 15 years ago. I was in my early 20s. And, I was never extremely smart or anything, but I just was like, something's wrong with this picture. And ultimately, the drugs made me feel like I was drunk and stupid. And so ultimately, I went into the doctor and said, I'm not taking these anymore. And anyway, so that was my own personal story. That's kind of how I saw the light. I read most of the books that you recommend on your website. My question, I'm so frustrated. I feel like I want to pull my hair out and hit people over the head with bricks. Why is it so hard for people? Like, what is so hard to understand?
About the system?
Well, just I find it so easy to be healthy. You know,
I'll tell you what's going on. The average person just kind of goes through life and accepts what they're given, and they're good people, so they think of everybody else as good. They don't understand the predatory nature, but I appreciate your call. Let's get Dr. Mercola's take on what you were talking about.
Well, so I referenced earlier, I don't know if you heard that, but there's this massive media campaign and marketing that these drug companies, they're very successful at marketing. They have tens of hundreds of billions of dollars to purchase the finest minds on the planet, and they corrupt the system at every level, from the journals, the publications that are accepted in the journals, to the experts that are appointed, to these federal committees, to the chairmen of major departments at medical schools and universities that are really heavily subsidized by the drug companies and really in debt to them, so they were able to steer their agenda through these processes. So it's and the media carries that, and it's no surprise that most people believe it. I mean, it's exactly what you would expect in this type of model, and it takes an extraordinary individual to get out of this. It's someone like yourself,
yeah,
who suffered complications of the recommendations and done your own independent research. It's there, but if you just listen to the media, you're going to be easily confused.
Well, that's a great point. And if you look at a lot of the big drug companies, they are the progeny of the original snake oil salesman who were, you know, mixing opium up with alcohol and saying, this will cure your ails. And they don't have an incentive to want to prevent disease. They want to treat the disease. And I think it's that simple equation that really boils it all down. But one quick question. We're about to go to break, come back in one final long segment and take more calls. I'll ask the question now, then we'll come back and get your answer on the other side. But I also have seen the statistics in the Western world, Europe and the United States mainly, that neurological disorders, early onset of what they call, you know, Alzheimer's type diseases, people having seizures, I mean, it's just epidemic. Epidemics in childhood cancer, something unknown 50, 60 years ago. Let's get your brief take on that, then life extension, and then a bunch of other phone calls. Stay with us.
It's It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, we're talking about bisphenol A, one of hundreds of things in our environment hurting us. The federal government admits just a little bit of it on your finger massively lowers male fertility. Oh, I'm sure that makes John P. Holdren, who openly says he wants to sterilize us, the White House science czar, very upset. But here's medical news today. 95% of U.S. paper money tainted with bisphenol A. And it goes on to say that it's in plastic bottles, it's locked in. So it's the microwaving and things that really releases it. But in the money, it's just like the printer ink. It comes right off on you. I mean, Dr. Mercola, does it ever end?
Well, it's a challenge. I mean, there's certainly some benefits of living in an advanced industrial society, but, you know, it comes at a price. So you need to be diligent about what those risks are and minimize your exposures.
Now, getting back to the question I launched right before the break, what's your view on that point?
Well, some of the diseases you mentioned certainly are as a result of exposure to these toxins and environmental hazards. You know, the ones that come to mind would be some of the mercury's exposure and vaccines and the other contaminants that are vaccines, aluminum. And then, of course, the the dietary influence, and the lack of vitamin D is massive because, you know, we're not designed to swallow vitamin D. We're designed to get it from the sun. But most of us in the winter, that's not really a practical option. So it's a combination of factors. But one of the things I want to mention while I'm remembering is some of the new research that's come out that's really pretty intriguing, because Alzheimer's, is, as you mentioned, is an increasing epidemic, and to the point where more than one in three people are projected to eventually have this. And it's not pretty to lose your mind. But we're finding that one of the best things to do is follow a healthy lifestyle, exercise, get your vitamin D levels up, avoid the sugar. But also, even if you have Alzheimer's, what's been found recently to be highly effective is coconut oil. And about a tablespoon a day has been shown to produce massive improvement in a number of people and really get their sanity back and their brain functioning, which is really quite extraordinary to consider how simple food like this can give such a powerful benefit.
Well, I mean, isn't food really the original medicine? I mean, it's what we're designed to eat.
Well, but there seems to be some specific benefit to coconut with respect to how it biochemically interacts in the brain and providing sort of bypasses some of the dysfunction that occurs in advanced degenerative brain disease. So it's particularly intriguing. I couldn't agree more. And you know, one of the good strategies you could also use, and I highly recommend people consider, would be organic vegetable juice. You know, good 8 to 16 ounces a day of fresh organic vegetables. Not so much the fruits, but the vegetables, the green ones, with a base of celery, cucumbers, and adding some lime to decrease the bitterness of some of the dark greens like kale and collards, and really provide a whole bath of beneficial phytochemicals that will really push your body towards health.
We've all got to make the commitment. You know, back over 10 years ago, I was in really good shape, and then I just got out of shape, and it's very hard to get back into shape and start eating properly again, but I'm slowly moving there. But it's something that freedom lovers all have to do. I mean, this revolution against tyranny starts with our bodies. Let's take another call from Donna in California. We got to move quick now. Donna, you're on the air with Dr. Joseph Mercola. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. Hi, Dr. Mercola.
Hi.
I'm here in Palm Springs, California, as you said. I'm just very excited to be on air, and I appreciate you taking my call. And I'm a first-time subscriber. Just started listening to you, and I'm spreading the word. Just wanted to let you know that I'm out calling these companies about the bisphenol A and all this other stuff. So I try to do one or two a day before I go to work.
Awesome.
But anyway, I just want to thank you, and I appreciate you guys, and keep up the good work. And if there's anything I can do, give me a call.
All right. Anyway, well, you're a sweetheart. Do you have any questions for
actually I do, Alex. Thanks. I was curious about, because you've talked about the bisphenol A and the plastics, and I'm looking at my cupboards and my storage, and I've got all these canned goods and things that are in plastic. Is there a way to know exactly which ones to get rid of? And, you know, is there a list of plastic companies or whatever we shouldn't be using?
Well, that's another great point. The little juice boxes, most of the things like Capri Sun, you name it, they have plastic lining in them, and a lot of them, it's made of bisphenol A. Correct, Dr. Mercola?
Yeah, the general principle is, and it's important to understand, that 90% of the money that Americans spend on foods is for processed foods. And when you process the foods, there's a risk, because you have to package it in a way that's going to store it. And most of these packaging materials are fraught with danger. So, you know, occasionally exposure is not going to be a big issue, but on a regular basis, you really want to move away from that. Find foods that are packaged in glass. That's a key thing. Another element that is commonly overlooked is that these vegetables and fruits, once you package them and process them, normally they have methanol, but it's combined with pectin in the fruit or vegetable. And if you eat it raw or fresh, it's not a problem. But once you package it, this methanol gradually dissociates. And methanol is another term for wood alcohol, and it can cause significant neurological complications. So really, the general take-home message is stay away from processed foods as much as possible. Make your foods fresh.
You know, I didn't know that till a few months ago, but correct me if I'm wrong. What you're saying is that when you take canned peaches or whatever the case may be, the natural things in it starts breaking down into something toxic.
Well, it's liberated. Normally, it's connected in a way that doesn't cause a problem with your body because it doesn't have an enzyme to dissociate it, but it breaks down spontaneously once it's processed over time. So the longer it is, the worse the problem. Factor for the cause of multiple sclerosis and other autoimmune diseases.
Amazing. Donna, God bless. Let's talk to Larry in California. Larry, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey,
Alex. I'm an ex-convict there, and I'm telling you, man, quit bad-mouthing us ex-convicts here in California.
All right, Larry, I appreciate your call. I know that's a prank call. I don't really talk too much about ex-convicts, but good to hear from you, Larry. Let's talk to Chris in Maryland. We don't screen our calls, folks. Chris in Maryland, you're on the air with Dr. Mercola.
Hey, guys. I'm finally glad to finally get on. It's hard to get on here, but my question for your guest is that I was seriously operated on by the military, and I have a feeling that I might be a goner. But if martial law is called, I told my wife and kids that we will bug out of here to get away from the populated areas. And since they took out my terminal ileum and I have B12 deficiency, is there some way that I can bypass that to get the B12? Because I have a feeling if I don't get it, I'll be a dead man.
Well, eventually you'll die, but before that you'll become blind and develop other neurological complications. But you're right, the B12 is a very large vitamin, the largest ones we know of, and it's required to combine with intrinsic factor and be observed in the terminal ileum, which has been surgically resected in your case. So the bypass of that is to take an injectable form of vitamin B12 once a week or so, or on our site we actually have a spray, which you just spray under your tongue that's absorbed sublingually, and you didn't have bypasses the expense and inconvenience of having to do it a shot every week. So, but you can't swallow it. It won't be absorbed. So that's the key.
Okay, so, but will it still get into my body without an injection? I mean, can I use that
if
as
you,
a...
If you spray it sublingually, it will.
Okay.
Because underneath your tongue.
Alex,
you know, but
if it goes into your saliva glands, correct?
Yeah, well, there's a capillaries underneath your tongue that it just is a direct absorption into the bloodstream. So you don't have to absorb it through your...
Yeah, that's why folks chew tobacco. It's a great way to get the drug in.
Yeah.
Way that you can put out the information, Alex, where I can get some of this or some of us who have this problem?
Absolutely. I just said Mercola website, .com has it. And there's a lot of other products out there, so I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead now and talk to Gabriel in Mass. Gabriel, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex. I want to talk about GMO. Soy and corn, about 90% of everything we buy in the stores is got... You have to forgive me. I'm really nervous. Okay.
We're almost out of time, though. Go ahead.
About everything in the stores you buy has got genetically modified soy or corn derivatives. Or resistant, it's got pesticide-resistant bacteria in it, and it stays in our gut.
Yes.
And the animals that eat it, that we eat these animals, and, yeah.
Yeah, we're in deep trouble. I appreciate your call. It is incredible. In closing, Dr. Mercola, comment on what he was saying, and then talk more about that life extension dealing with the DNA strands.
Well, GMO is an issue. It's in over 90% of the corn and soy, so you really want to avoid those foods. And really, you can go to our site. We've got just type that in, and Jeffrey Smith has put together a GMO-free shopping guide, so that you can vote with your pocketbook and not purchase these products. And that's going to be the most powerful action you can take as a consumer to get this stuff off the market. You know, just don't buy it, period. It's easy to avoid. With respect to the calendar lengthening, you know, life tends to end around 120. It's very, very rare to find anyone older than that. That's because there's a basal degradation of these telomeres, these end caps on the DNA, on the chromosomes. And once you get down to about 5,000 or so, you die. It's a very, probably the most accurate biological clock that we have. So there are things that can accelerate it, which is unhealthy lifestyles, such as smoking and sugar and lack of exercise and trans fat and free radical exposures. So that will cause you to die much earlier than 120. So you want to be as healthy as you can. But even if you were the healthiest, perfectly possible lifestyle, you're still going to die at 120. So the exciting research is they've identified this enzyme that actually can be turned on, because it's on in your reproductive cells, but it's not in an all body or somatic cell. So there's going to be these enzyme inhibitors that you'll be able to take that will turn on this telomerase gene, and you'll actually be able to add telomeres. And in research in animals and test tubes, it actually reverses aging. So it's very exciting, and the take-home message is to stay as healthy as you can, because if you can do that and you're around in 20 or 30 years and you're still pretty healthy, you can probably add another 50 years without even blinking.
Unbelievable. You know what? I don't want to twist your arm, but do 5 more minutes with us on other life extension developments. And they also have the diets they put rats on, as you know, that double their life expectancy. Let's talk about those diets when we come back.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, I show you world leaders, top scientists, futurists, Ray Kurzweil, Bill Joy, all talking about how there's 6.5 billion people, how they cannot give us the life extension, and that's why a world government has to be formed to basically reduce our population so the elite can inherit the earth and get the life extension. And again, I just read the mainstream medical literature where they're increasing the life of certain types of insects three, four times, where they're doubling the life expectancy of rodents just with diet. And this literature has been out for a long time. A lot of the diets are basically high nutrient but near starvation. Dr. Mercola, can you comment on not just the lengthening of the DNA strands, but some of the other studies that are out there?
Well, the most common approach is calorie restriction. I'm not a big fan of that because it's really very difficult to do, and it's logistically impractical. So, but the studies, most of the studies use that as approach, and my approach is really to optimize insulin. So there's very clear from my review of the literature that that's probably the single most important way to optimize aging is to lower your insulin levels as low as possible. And there's two primary ways to do that. One is through eliminating your sugars. Avoid sugar like the plague. It's really not good for you in any way, shape, or form. So you really want to limit that. And if you and you want to get to your ideal body weight or body fat percentage. And the other important element is to exercise, and there's a lot of confusion about exercise. I started exercise in 1968 and was a long-distance runner for over 40 years, and unfortunately, that is not the best type. So your typical cardio, which you see 90% of people doing when you go to a fitness club, is on a treadmill or the elliptical or the bike, is not the way to do it. What we need is really actually it's much easier and much more time efficient, is these high-intensity exercises where you're really getting your heart rate up to maximum over a 30-second period, then going into a recovery period and doing that in a multiple times.
So it's almost like a powerlifting explosive?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a term for it. It's called Peak 8. It's P-E-A-K-A. If you go on my website, type it in. I've got videos and really, there's no cost to it, for the information. And it just tells you how to do it really specifically and measure your heart rate. And literally in 20 minutes, you get the benefit of working out for 2 or 3 hours that you would a typical cardio, and that's going to increase your growth hormone, which tends to go down pretty dramatically after the age of 40.
Well, I kind of got into weightlifting from about 17 to 22, multi-hours a day, and then I was talking to some guys that were in really great shape that were UT football players, and they said, look, you need to do some cardio and stuff, but they said power lift, and I never got super strong. I could, squat 600 and bench press 330, but I weighed 180 pounds. But I started doing power clings and things, and I'd go home to see my parents from college, and they'd say, are you on steroids? And I was naturally, literally just ripped and bulging with muscles, and it was the power lifting.
Yeah, that's more of a high-intensity thing. That's actually more of an ideal type of exercise. And strength training is absolutely an essential component of a good exercise program. It should be about 50% strength training, 50% of the high-intensity, and some good stretching in there. But, you do that, and not only will you help optimize your ability to live a long and healthy life, but the quality of life will be good. You won't be crippled and debilitated, because 80% of Americans have problems with their joints and arthritis, pain. There's no reason for that. You don't have to suffer with that type of pain. It's just needless if you follow a healthy lifestyle.
Amazing. Well, Dr. Mercola, we had you on many years ago, and it seems like a decade passes, and I know you've been a busy guy, but it's great to have you back with us. And there's so much at Mercola website, Mercola.com, M-E-R-C-O-L-A. Obviously, your last name, Dr. Joseph Mercola. I look forward to having you back up as things develop with quick pop-ins.
Sure.
And thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex, and a great opportunity to talk to you and your listeners. So
you bet.
Be well.
God bless you. What an amazing interview. What incredible information. Again, we are starting to really win some battles, but we need to win the war here against the globalists. I'm going to come back. I'm going to collect my thoughts during the break. I'm going to come back and go through WikiLeaks, TSA, police state, economic news in the final 30 minutes of this hour. I do want to just remind folks that we are listener supported. My 29 or 30 employees and contractors, the websites, the bandwidth, the films, the flying around the country and the world to interview people, that is all financed by your support. So you get materials when you buy books and T-shirts and videos that wake people up and spread the message. But you also support this platform for expanding knowledge throughout the planet. And it's so wonderful, and we couldn't do it without you. This Christmas is here. We've got huge discounts on all the T-shirts, books, and videos at InfoWars.com. So give the gift of waking somebody up this Christmas. Also, we've got 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, so check that out as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our Learning Resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, staged terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 8th day.
You got it.
Of December 2010. Now, I said that coming up in this hour, I would get into the situation with Jesse Ventura's TV show. Now that some of it has come out in the news, I can talk about it without violating the confidence that I've been brought into with people. Of course, I can't tell you the full story, but I can tell you part of it. I talked to the governor this morning. He is going to be coming on next week, probably Tuesday or Wednesday. He's not doing any other media, but he's going to talk about a host of issues here next week. So let me go ahead and cover that briefly, and then I'll get into WikiLeaks and the economy and some other important issues with the TSA. A huge new development on that front. But before I go any further, they've had a lot of dirty tricks run against the producers of the last year's eight-part series, but especially this year. And they've, again, they don't want me to get into a lot of it because they're trying to gauge it and figure out what they're going to do. But the police state episode, they would have normally aired it five or six more times in the last 3 weeks since it aired November 12th. But it hasn't aired. All the other episodes have aired over and over again in marathons because it's one of the most popular shows on True TV. Now, the episodes cost over $200,000 a piece to produce. And, again, they've shelved the Police State FEMA Camp special, which is very well documented with the Threat Fusion Centers, the Rex 84, the admission that the government is preparing for civil unrest. I mean, that's all over the news now, that they want to use the military for civil unrest. And the bill was introduced and co-sponsored by Representative Steve Cohen and others that Ventura went and interviewed. And Cohen makes a fool out of himself at the end of the show and says, oh, you believe in little green men and machines from Mars. And Ventura says, well, here's the bill. And he goes, oh, I remember that now. You know, it's for emergencies. But Ventura goes, well, it says for whatever reasons Homeland Security deems fit. And you know, in the context of that hour-long show, this was groundbreaking. I mean, it really shows you how they're rolling the camps out. And Cohen sent letters to Time Warner. He sent letters to the subdivision, True TV. He sicked the ADL behind the scenes 3 weeks ago on them with, well, I'm just going to leave it at that. There was other pressure from government quarters, but I'm not at liberty to get into all of that. I can talk about the congressman now. You know, some fools on the internet are like, oh, they probably pulled this show to hype it. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what they want to do. They pay for a show, it gets top ratings, and then they never air it again. No, that's not what's going on. And so now there needs to be public pressure on this. For 2-3 weeks, people have noticed that it's not airing. If you go look at the code on the Conspiracy Theory website on True TV, you can still see where the episode is there with the text and the video clips. It's just hidden. Somebody's being a little bit sloppy over there. But now because Cohen, yesterday on December 7th, put out a, op-ed piece in the Hill newspaper, a roll call, you know, the official paper that serves Congress and Capitol Hill, and he calls Ventura a liar in here, but doesn't give any evidence. And, you know, I can tell you he's scared because he looked like a deer in the headlights and looked foolish, in that piece by saying, oh, they're happy children. And, you know, all of this, and then saying, well, that's not a FEMA camp. That's a place for immigrants. Well, we say that in the piece and show the Rex 84 that they admit and the Houston Chronicle that these FEMA camp contracts are for illegals, but also for citizens. And then we show the bill and we show these designated sectors to expand the camps. I mean, it's spot on. It's hardcore. And he doesn't get into any specifics in this article. He just says how dangerous it is to have this type of media. He's a big ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center type guy, always out there pushing hate laws and things to restrict free speech. And you see this big push by the FCC commissioner, the commissar, to restrict free speech and openly announcing it. And you see Lieberman bragging that he called Amazon.com and told them to shut down WikiLeaks's link on their site where they were selling some products. I mean, it's just incredible. Or I guess they had their servers with Amazon.com. So really scary that this is going on. And Representative Steve Cohen, you know, calling Ventura a liar in here really makes me angry because I did a lot of the research for the piece. It's spot on. And it's incredible that he would try to deny the bill existed and laugh at Ventura and say, oh, space aliens. And then Ventura gives him the bill and he goes, oh, I do remember that now. Oh, I mean, it's the biggest Perry Mason moment. If this guy looks like Sylvester caught with Tweety Bird in his mouth with feathers sticking out is the only way to describe it. And the other congressman hides, then the aide comes out and says, yeah, we do have concerns about it. I mean, I just put a video on PrisonPlanet.tv a month ago or so. I sent Rob Dew and Jason Douglas to Chicago where they were practicing rounding up citizens and putting them in the sports stadium with the military. And you can't make this up. Polish and Czech Republic troops with U.S. role players and admitting on the news it's for America. You can't make up the telescreens going in Walmart and the government sticking their hands down your pants. You can't make up all the urban warfare drills. You can't make up the brigade homeland. And in Tennessee, where this guy's based, it's in Police State 4, Rise of FEMA. Well, that film is so important. We have the state rep on. The governor's in the news saying, we've got Homeland Security military checkpoints searching everybody. This is illegal. Stop it. And Homeland Security said, we don't care, and did it. You've got a huge takeover of our society, and nobody can deny it. And Ventura powerfully at the end of that piece says, they said it couldn't happen here. Well, it already has. Look, it's real. And that episode was powerful. So is the JFK one. And, you know, Cohen is just amazing. I mean, he behind the scenes puts pressure along with others. It gets pulled, and then people notice it's happened. No doubt he's gotten more heat. So he runs around on this crusade now in the article. Cohen, we must hold the media accountable. I bet you didn't mind the media telling us there were WMDs in Iraq or that we got to take the H1N1 shot. That, I mean, it's just incredible. And it's in the commercial appeals and a bunch of other newspapers. Representative Steve Cohen goes to the mat with TV's Ventura over conspiracy theory. Time Warner's response was, we believe most viewers accept conspiracy theory for what it is, a series that expresses different views on conspiracies. You know, and they put that conspiracy name on it so they can say, well, we're just looking at conspiracies. Look, their last episode confirms there's uranium and fluoride being put in the water. I mean, you see half the women with their hair falling out, people getting Alzheimer's at 25, cancer exploding. They estimate by 2020 half the population is going to have diabetes. This isn't funny, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know if Cohen is fully aware of, you know, what that bill would really do, but he certainly was caught red-handed trying to deny it. And so he's freaked out, he's angry, and now in America you need to know that if you're not MSNBC and totally paid off by bailout money, and you're True TV, you know, you just get the government coming down on you, so television programs go off the air. While we have this backdrop of all these people in Congress, Jay Rockefeller and the others, running around openly saying shut down the alternative media, nobody should be able to criticize the government. I mean, he talks about it in here. Oh, the media shouldn't be, you know, creating fear of the government. Heaven forbid we act like George Washington. You know, the FCC Commissar, commissioner, comes out and says, the freedom we've had in the media is an aberration, and the government's got to decide what can go on air. I mean, this is Pravda. This is the Soviet Union if they have their way. I am proud of that episode. I'm proud of the global warming episode. I'm proud of the population reduction episode from last season. I'm proud of being in that water episode. It's all true. They have to fact check every bit of that. They've had a few episodes about mind control because, I mean, that's admitted, but then they go off into things they can't prove. You know, the network decides, hey, you're doing a show about Plum Island and bioweapons labs all over the country. Locals think, you know, weird animals are floating up. Add that into it. You know, I mean, there's a few things that are sensationalistic just because I think some of the people involved in the show are just trying to learn and understand it. But I'll tell you. You know, the water episode, the JFK, the FEMA, the global warming, the population reduction, the BP special, the oil spill special coming up tomorrow night or two nights from now, Friday night, the Pentagon strike coming out. That's the last episode next week. I mean, who knows if that'll even make it to air. So here it is. And you really read this. And he never doesn't ever really get into the fact that he put pressure on them from behind the scenes. He goes on to say TBS and Time Warner have a moral and civic responsibility not to disseminate information they know to be false. They know to be false. He just makes declaratory statements, particularly when it is dressed up to appear as an investigative reporting. Should someone get hurt? Oh, that's how they all. We got to take your free speech. Somebody can be hurt. Should someone get hurt as a result of this unsubstantiated programming, the media will be undeniably held responsible. So see, he's trying, I mean, this is pure ADL for it. And I would hate to see someone get hurt as a result of callously airing lazy, irresponsible, and fear-mongering programming. The media must take personal responsibility when airing what they purport to be fact, and we must take the responsibility to hold them accountable when they fall dangerously short. You hear those threats? Can you imagine what else went on behind the scenes? So, this guy, these people are so dangerous. I mean, they just openly don't want us to talk about all the urban warfare drills, the threat fusion centers admittedly grabbing all our credit card data in real time, committing crimes. The MIAC Homeland Security reports, 95% of it, Janet Napolitano admits this, is focused on the American people. I mean, this is a bait and switch, folks. And they're taking this country over. They're putting telescreens up in the stores saying, spy on your neighbors. They're taking over our society, and they want us to go along with it. We have got to say no, and people have got to stand up against people like this congressman and the ADL and others that are trying to restrict free speech in this country. It's un-American, and it's dangerous. You know, if Mr. Cohen has got proof something is inaccurate, why doesn't he talk about it? He just makes these big statements. And you know what, pal? You're a public figure. You introduced a bill for the establishment of emergency FEMA camps in this country. And it says, for whatever purposes you wish. And then we've been to those bases where they do drills of arresting Americans. So don't give me that baloney. It is so frustrating to be informed and to know this guy is counting on people not being informed. You know, in the piece they even say, oh, Cohen probably didn't even read the bill. You know, they get lots of bills from lobbyists. They even try to give the guy a way out. Like, oh, he didn't know what he was doing. Well, what does this look like right here? I mean, is that not tyranny? Saying, oh, if something bad happens, it's going to be your fault. That's what political correctness is. That's why they say, oh, you can't criticize a group. You can't read Bible verses in Canada. They arrest preachers up there that criticize a group because somebody might hear it and do something violent. Meanwhile, the state is gearing up for war against the people and engage in all sorts of violence against us. Let me blitz through other news now. Hackers strike back to support WikiLeaks founder. WikiLeaks supporters struck back Wednesday at perceived enemies of the site and its jailed founder, Assange, launching hacker attacks against MasterCard, Swedish prosecutors, a Swedish lawyer, and a Swiss group that froze Assange's bank account. The so-called hacktivists operating under the label Operation Payback claimed responsibility in a Twitter message for causing technical problems at MasterCard, which pulled the plug on the relationship with WikiLeaks on Tuesday. It's a denial-of-service attack. It looks like they're experiencing heavy traffic, but spokesman James Issachar told the Associated Press the company would not confirm whether WikiLeaks was involved. And it goes on through other things being attacked. The problem is that they've now introduced bills to basically shut down internet freedom in the name of WikiLeaks. It's the internet's 9/11, and of course it's an inside job. And Assange has been fed this stuff by high-level people, the right-hand man of George Soros, the Open Society Organization, the CFR former president, Leslie Gelb, and others. Notice the leaks are continuing, and they're saying, okay, bye-bye, Assange, you're the patsy. And then meanwhile, it just all continues. There's no doubt Assange has been set up. This over in Sweden, they call it, what's the exact term? I've got it here in the article. They call it sudden sex, or that it's surprise sex. That's the technical term where, the woman got excited, but she didn't really mean it, so you go to jail. And they teach in all the colleges, any sex. With your wife, it's rape. Men are inherently evil. That's just to divide women so they can be cornered by the government by themselves. So women don't have families that are strong, so they can deprive you of true humanity. And look at how screwed up society is. That's the goal. They've got to destroy it to then take it over. Assange could face espionage trial in the U.S. You know, now that they've got him for having sex with the women who agreed to it, now the U.S. government's talking about espionage charges against him. Yeah, you order troops to torture children in Iraq. That's okay. Or banks can steal trillions, but you do this, so you're going to get an espionage charge. So they can set the precedent that anybody reports on corruption, you get an espionage charge. See, they want this criminal state's secrets kept secret. Leaks brought out the atomic soldiers. Leaks brought out Project Shad, the government nerve gassing our own troops. Leaks brought out our government injecting children, claiming its vaccines with polio and other degenerative diseases and killing them, like syphilis. See, they don't want that coming out. They want you to, the government loves us, and big sisters on big telescreens and jumbotrons telling us everything. This is very, very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of people are striking back and saying no, and they're calling this the first official info war between the people and the system. The Daily News calls it hero or terrorist. The Assange effect represents a real grassroots internet rebellion. No doubt about that. And the answer is more leaks on every front. Okay, the government operates in secrecy as a pack of crooks. Continuing here, the government's talking about prosecuting the New York Times and others. I want to go over some more of the heavy hitters that are involved in all of this. Assange is also saying in an op-ed he got out before he got arrested that to take down WikiLeaks, you've got to take down the whole internet. I think that may be what the globalists are thinking about doing.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea.
Here's the headline. WikiLeaks spokesman. Only way to stop whistleblowers is to shut down the web. Well, they've got legislation to make you have IDs when you're online, to charge you with espionage if you basically leak any type of corruption of any government. I mean, it's just criminals trying to protect themselves. It's totally disgusting. They're not trying to protect us, folks. They're trying to protect the fact they're running the terrorist. They've been caught over and over again, shipping the drugs in, running the terrorist. I mean, you've got to understand that we've got a bunch of psychopathic criminals running things, and nobody is safe until we wake up and face that. That means you, a cop on a power trip, who is still gullible enough to believe that we're still in Kansas, or a school teacher that's gullible, or a doctor, or a talk show host, any of you. If you don't know that things are in deep, deep decline and that tyranny's growing, you are brain dead. And there's not time to suck our thumbs and be compliant cowards anymore. You've noticed I've turned the heat up and gotten more bold. These people are out of control. Now, Chinese dissidents that are known CIA connected started WikiLeaks in 2006. And this was reported on by Cass Sunstein. The White House regulations are openly calls for infiltrating the internet, running false flags on the web to shut down free speech, and arresting people that criticize the government. That's on record. Cass Sunstein, acolyte of George Soros, minion of George Soros, is on record in the 2007 op-ed piece he wrote, introducing WikiLeaks to the world. We've got Morton Halperin of the Pentagon Papers with Daniel Ellsberg. We've got this guy hooked in as the right-hand man of Soros, literally running the Open Society Foundation and funding WikiLeaks. Boom. Then CFR, by the way. Then we've got Leslie Gelb, former president of the CFR, current president emeritus of it, honorary president. And this guy is hooked in with all the same people, and, of course, WikiLeaks, and, of course, George Soros. So you add all that together, they needed to burn somebody. They clearly are involved in cutting Assange loose, and they're going to use these leaks that actually push the globalist agenda on many fronts to now have the other arm, the neocon side, come in and try to restrict free speech and shut down leaks. That is people reporting on Hitlerian or Stalinistic corruption going on in the country. But regardless, Assange has been set up. You got to get Lee Harvey Oswald, 2010, the patsy, out of jail, because they're going to make it all about the spectacle of his trial for having consensual sex. That's the new thought crime. But they can't keep him long for that, so now they're talking about espionage or financial stuff. They're coming after him. And if they can get him, they can get anybody. You understand that? This is tyranny. Now, continuing, I meant to get into this more, but this is big news. We've got to get this out to everybody. This is a key break in the fight against the TSA and the federal takeover of society. TSA agents complain over body scanner radiation exposure and a cover-up of the radiation readings in federal studies. That's also in USA Today. Get this article out to everybody you know in this fight. This is so important. It is so important to get this information out. TSA agents complain over body scanner radiation. It's got all the intel there. Get this to TSA workers you know. Go to the airport, hand it out to them, because if they can't get their enforcers to kill themselves, we can get liberty.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.